game. Chip Gibson, Tree Hugger, you're listening to Kayak Fishing Radio. Real quick shout out to all my brothers and sisters from the Marine Corps. Semper Fi, happy birthday, 236 glorious years, 1775 to 2011. We made it another one. Wheeler, Semper Fi, happy birthday, Marine.
Semper Fi, hoorah.
Yeah, okay. Who else we got here? Oh, it's Chuck. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, sir.
How are you?
I'm fantastic.
You are?
Yes, sir.
Urinating excellence as usual? Gotcha.
How could it be otherwise?
Hey, Greg, how are you, man?
How could it be otherwise?
You wasn't expecting that chop to the jowls right there, did he?
Yeah. I'll be on mute for a while if you need me. Just yell at me.
Hit him again. It's funny when he flinches.
That's right. Oh. So being the 236th birthday of the Marine Corps, and then tomorrow we celebrate Veterans Day, all of those who have served the country in more ways than one. It's not just our friends in arms, but also those guys that put their lives on the line as police officers and firemen, and folks who work for those emergency.
You can't forget the hardest job in the military, and that's being a spouse.
That's right, being a spouse. So. Now the turnabout's fair play for you, right? You want a little bit of sympathy, don't you, man? No, seriously, man. All those spouses, be it husband or wife, and taking care of the kids in the home while the service members are gone, or even you, Mr. Becker, there in your dedication to those emergency readiness and preparedness teams. So we want to make sure that we think about everybody this weekend. So, all right. So has it been a good week?
Well, aside from the 7-day fronts that are seem to be sweeping through Florida over the weekends, the last couple of weekends, that aren't doing us much good down here.
Another one's headed your way, too, man. We had like 20, 30 knots of wind late yesterday afternoon through the evening. It's just starting to die down now, and the clouds are clearing, so the temperatures are falling out the bottom. It'll be about 34 in the morning. So
yeah, it's here, too. We've got small craft warnings out for tonight and tomorrow morning. So,
yeah, it's that time of year. You know, the pattern's got to change and things got to get around until it settles in, you know. So it'll happen. It'll be better. So it will get better. Except now Wheeler said he had a pretty good evening last night. Did you not, sir?
Yes, I did. Got the maiden voyage out on the ride 135, and it did not take long for me to slime it up heavily. With myself and fishing chef, launched a Wilby boat ramp, paddled around to HRBT,
uh-huh.
Went on a quick search, and the first productive spot I found, it was packed with 20 to 25 inch schoolie stripers, all fat, all really healthy, feeding on mantis shrimp and shiners. It was crazy seeing these big mantis shrimp clicking through the water. It was just wild. But, yeah, it was basically, you know, I could sit there and go, that was a small one, that was a small one. Oh, there's a big one. And literally just dip the lure in the water in front of their face as they were about ready to swim to get in position for another go at it. And just,
yeah.
Oop, there you are, and yank them right in the boat.
Very cool.
Caught a bunch of them, and then, you know, a little over, I lost count after 30. And then I started catching big, big shad. I wish I would have taken some pictures of them.
Uh-huh.
But I was like, ooh, a shad. Ooh, these aren't in season, and I don't know what the deal is with these, so I'm putting back.
Big old giant shad, huh?
Well over 18 inches. I couldn't believe it.
Those and the fish and everyone, that saved, you know, the nation. Those were like George Washington shad, right?
Yeah. Talked to Robbie, and Rob's like, you catch the shad? Oh, my God.
Got a shad. So, that's cool.
It was definitely a good night.
Right. Very cool, man. Very cool. Miss D, you have joined us on Buzzards Roost. How are you this evening?
Awesome. Got rid of the cronies.
You got rid of the cronies?
Well, they got rid of me. Yeah.
Oh,
I had a board meeting tonight. Yeah.
Board meeting. Yes.
Yeah. Very bored meeting.
Rob put a new sound effect for you for that. It sounds like this.
No.
Excellent.
Yeah. So, how's your week been?
Oh, my gosh. Non-existent in terms of fishing is concerned. It's just been very, very windy here. It's kind of strange because, you know, the reports of all the places that you look to find out what the weather's going to be doing on computer and the weather stations on the radio, whatnot, they all have been lying for a while. They say the winds are, you know, 15 to 20, gusting to 30, and it's true, but they don't tell you that it's very calm in the morning. It's going to kick up in an hour, be like that for most of the day, and then die down around 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So if you're not with it at the right time, you don't go fishing.
Right.
So I have not actually been out there since, I think, the 3rd.
Wow.
Yeah, the 3rd of November. But I'll be out
like
there tomorrow.
Are you, smoking and drinking heavily and stuff because you're, like, in withdrawals from fishing?
Yeah.
Or you've been going to, like, Zumba classes or something?
I've been staying in. I've been staying in and doing a lot of homework on new products,
cool.
Asking questions. I've been, you know, updating the website a little bit, which I haven't uploaded yet. I've been doing a little bit of homework for my husband's website. So I've been keeping quite busy.
All right.
But I am happy to say that they're going to be using my photo and possibly Redfish Chuck's photo of me on the kayak, you know, the one I have as my profile photo now on Facebook, in the upcoming 2012 Native Watercraft catalog.
Ooh.
Yeah, so look for me there. Buy a kayak.
Kids are way back in the background there. We got them sitting in the back row.
Yeah. Good kids.
Yeah, very good. All right, cool.
Yeah.
Very good. Good to have you with us tonight, Dee. Hey, we're gonna get to throw some questions at a local here. We've got a special guest, and his name is Henry Jackson. Let me push the dial button here and get him in with us.
Love Henry.
Yeah. Oh, Henry?
Welcome. You know what I mean.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, Henry.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, man. It's Chip. You're on Kayak Fishing Radio, man. Welcome aboard.
Thanks, Chip. I'm glad to be here.
Folks, this is Henry Jackson, and he's a local guide here in Georgia. Well, go ahead and give us your background there, Henry. Tell us what you do, man.
Background. Like you said, Chip, I'm a guide. I mostly work on the Flint River. Shoal bass is what we're usually going after. We also do all the other warm water species as well. We hit the largemouth bass, the spotted bass, the brim. And when somebody feels like it, we'll even go after a long-nosed gar. Typically, we're using kayaks. The Flint's a very low river. It's really the only way to get to them. So that's why the kayaks came into the picture. We got tired of dragging canoes over the rocks, and we found kayaks and just, you know, kind of took it from there. Along with guiding, I work with the outside world, the Columbus store. You know, we have a great time down there. And I also do a little bit up in Dawsonville at that store, too. And pretty much manage all things kayak fishing and fish for Jackson on the Jackson fishing team. And that's a lot of fun. Those guys are great. Primarily a fly fisherman, although I do pick up the spinning rod occasionally, depending on where I'm at. I think that's about it, Chip.
Well, here we got you're joining us on Thursday night, which means the Buzzard's Row is in effect here. So we've got with us on the line is Mark Wheeler, landing crew. He's from Virginia Beach. We've got Dee Kaminsky. She's a Native Ultimate pro staffer down in you're in Jensen Beach? No, you're not Jensen Beach. Where are you at, Dee?
I can't believe you don't know it.
Sebastian
Inlet area.
Sebastian Inlet area. Sorry, I didn't have your profile up.
Okay.
And then one of your Jackson fishing teammates, soon to be, I think, or is now, Chuck, Redfish Chuck.
Hey, hey.
Chuck, you're in there. I saw Chuck spinning some yarns over there on your, he said something about
going
pretty
on,
or something.
Going
there.
On.
Yeah. And then we got Mr. Greg Becker from Apollo Beach over on the Tampa side of Florida. So, welcome to the group tonight, man. And Henry, you said something about shoal bass. Now, I understand that we have just about every species of black bass in the state of Georgia. Is that right?
Just about everything but the Guadalupe, which is typically only found in Texas.
Okay. And so what's the difference between them? I mean, just quickly,
Between them, you know, the largemouth is probably the most well-known of all the black bass. You know, they're pretty much found everywhere. Smallmouth, they're more of a cold water species. Really the only fishable population of smallmouth in Georgia is in Lake Blue Ridge. Now, there's a few in the rivers here and there, but if you're going to target them specifically, you're pretty much limited to Lake Blue Ridge. We have the shoal bass, which is kind of Georgia's claim to fame, so to speak. They're a beautiful fish. They resemble the smallmouth. They've got the vertical stripes. But instead of being brown, they're a bright green with a gold tint. So that's kind of what sets them apart is their coloration, as well as their tenacity. These guys, they're crushing flies and topwater plugs all day long with serious, serious tenacity. They really go after them hard. They're a lot of fun. You know, average size is 1 to 2 pounds, and you know, we catch them upwards of five pounds every year. And I mean, that's really one hell of a fight. Then you have a few other species here and there. The spot, which have started working their way further and further south. Unfortunately, they're fun to catch, but they tend to interbreed and produce sterile hybrids, so we're trying to get rid of those guys.
Mm-hmm. So the shoal bass, now what is there a difference in habitat? I mean, can I go out to my local pond and find a shoal bass?
Definitely not. They're a current fish. They resemble trout a good bit. They live in heavy current to moderate current. They need that heavy flow of water that's bringing that oxygen down. You're not going to find them in any still water hardly at all. The Latin name roughly translates into waterfall bass, which is a good description of where you're going to find them. That water that's coming over the rocks and churning things up and washing down bugs and critters for them to eat, that's where we're looking for them.
So I'd probably find them around the shoals on the Chattahoochee and the Flint and the other rivers we've got here in the state, or are there more or is it just more of an isolated population?
There are several rivers here in Georgia. There's a good population in the Chattahoochee. There's the Flint, of course, the Okmulgee. They were introduced, I believe, in the 70s to the Okmulgee. they've done really well there. Those fish have gotten to be very big. It's a really good, healthy population. The Towiga flows out of High Falls State Park. They were introduced there as well. That species hasn't quite flourished as well as the fish in the Okmulgee, but they're hanging in there. There's still a decent population in the Towiga as well. And occasionally they catch a few down in Florida that have moved down, you know, through the Chattahoochee and the Flint. And, you know, where those two rivers converge and form the Apalachicola, they'll catch a few fish down there too.
Okay, cool. So are they're not endangered? It's a healthy population, or are they protected or anything? I mean,
You know, any regional species is endangered to some extent because they're only found within one region, whereas something like the largemouth or the smallmouth are found all across the country and even across the globe. You know, there's certain groups. The Shoal Bass Alliance is one of them that is working really hard to lower the limit on the amount of fish that you can keep, you know, per angler per day. The limit right now is 10. I think they're really pushing hard to get it down to 5.
Right.
I'm a big supporter of that. Now, of course, everything we do is catch and release. But there are some guys, you know, that go out there and fill up the cooler. And we're always trying to educate other anglers on the importance of releasing these fish because it's such a limited species, being that the only sizable population is in Georgia.
So the shoal bass is only found in Georgia? Are there populations anywhere else?
You know, there's a few fish, like I said, a few fish that get down to Florida. You know, occasionally someone will catch one in a creek in Alabama that has, you know, traveled upstream from the Chattahoochee into a creek in Alabama. They'll catch them there. But their only true population is in Georgia.
Okay. Cool. All right. So, and then the outside world, that's, you said you work over there, you're in the Columbus store. There's another store up in Dawsonville, right?
Right. There's one in Dawsonville. It's been there about 10 years. The one in Columbus, it's been open a little over a year now, I think 13 months. The owners, Brent and Ava Troncalli, wonderful people. It's great to work with them. They're a lot of fun.
Cool.
Chris Largent manages the store in Columbus, and we've got a big whitewater park coming. I don't know if the word's really gotten out about that yet. There's a huge whitewater park coming to Columbus, so we're all really excited about that.
That was going to be my next question: is what's the time frame? What are they looking at for getting that open?
We're looking at a year and a half, 2 years. They've got construction going. They've got heavy equipment in the riverbed moving rocks and things of that nature. More importantly than it being a whitewater project, it's an entire river restoration project. They're removing two dams that have been there for, you know, 100 years or so, and they're restoring the river back to its natural habitat. There's going to be certainly better shoal bass habitat, which is one of the biggest reasons why I'm in such favor of it. Also, they're predicting that the sturgeon will be able to make their runs back up the river again. That'll be cool to have. And the added benefit is that we'll be gaining a whitewater park out of it.
Cool. That's pretty awesome, man. And I was looking at your Facebook page, and it says you studied history. So do you have like a favorite history part of the takes you back to kayak fishing in the ancient times or something like that?
honestly, I picked a major in history and a minor in criminal justice because it was the two easiest things I could think of.
The Marines, we usually pick PE. It works out better for us. So, so it's just easier. Run. Okay, I can do that. I can write you a paper on it.
Until they get to the drop and give me 20 part, and that involves counting, and that just messes everything up.
Right, you got to take your boots off and all that stuff, man, or at least look at the guy's feet in front of you, right?
No, it's the counting.
Counting, yeah, you got to have toes and fingers and all that to help you count, right? Or you lose your spot.
Yeah, no, you have to know how to count.
Oh, well,
never,
you know,
never mind,
do have pictures, too.
Never mind.
That help out, sorry. Yeah. We don't really need those
helmets. See, no, that's why we have
the one who's doing the push-ups and the sit-ups and everything else count with us. Because if you notice, they start at first, and then we quickly jump in, you know, so it's 10-10, 9-9, 8-8, 7-7. So this way,
it's easier,
you know,
just to repeat
we can stick with it. Yeah.
That's right. Okay.
Drill it
in. They pick the guy who can only count to three to count cadence. 1, 2, 3, 1. Okay, that's what
that's
I need. I need to go.
Yeah, that's it.
All right. Back to
the anyways. Henry, I need you to tell me what color that CUSA is that's on your profile picture on Facebook, man.
It's been quoted as being day glow orange. It's been quoted as being many things. When I got my contract to join the Jackson team, there was a little fine print down at the bottom that said, "We will do custom colors." And that kind of kicked a little motion going in my brain. I said, "Whoa, wait a minute. I can pick any three colors that I want. Let's get crazy with this. Let's do something bright, something fun, something that's going to show up good." And so we kicked around a few ideas, and I initially wanted to go with something something with a white mixed into it, like maybe green, orange, and white or something crazy like that. But I've had white boats before, and they always stain really well, or really quickly, rather. So I was trying to think of three really cool colors that kind of go together and kind of don't, that don't show, you know, the slime that we all pick up on the boat. So green, orange, and black was just kind of what we ended up. I actually had a couple buddies helping me pick out the colors. I couldn't decide. And we ended up with green, orange, and black, and then, I mean, the boat turned out pretty good, I think. Some of the older guys kind of point and laugh at it, but most of the crowd that's my age enjoys it.
It's pretty cool looking color, because the other week in you know, Chuck there, he's kind of mulling over what color boat he wants to get, you know. And I couldn't let him go with that B color, you know, the black and yellow and stuff, you know, because you don't want to even think about Georgia Tech or anything like that. So.
Yeah, that's the yellow jacket camo. For 2012, Jackson came out with several different camo-styled options, and the yellow jacket was one of them. Drew Gregory's got both that color, and one of the other guys had one done in that color, you know, last year. And they got such a big reception from the community. Everybody loved that color scheme. Jackson wanted to go with it and make it kind of a standard color.
I think
there's actually been a lot of orders placed in it. Everybody's liking it. I think it looks really good.
All those folks from Tech and stuff, right? Chuck,
yeah,
you come up with a color yet, Chuck?
Yeah, on our order forms for Jackson, they ask you for your top three colors that would be your preference. And my first kayak, I asked for the Black Widow would be the first choice, and then I think I went with the yellow jacket and also the sand color, just a normal sand color. And then my second kayak, my first choice, even though I'm not a Georgia Tech fan, was the yellow jacket, because I think it's pretty cool looking. And my theory on the whole thing is that none of the other brands make a kayak quite that color or in that color scheme. And as I'm launching and unloading the kayaks in the lagoon or in the river or whatever, I might get people to kind of, hey, well, what in the world is that, you know, who makes that or whatever. It's one of those things. I just think that the color might stand out enough to where interest, it might spike interest in the community, as Henry was saying.
And that was one of my reasonings behind going with the crazy colors that I went with was, you know, working at the outside world, I'm around these boats every day, and everybody makes a green and a blue and a red, but there's not anything on the shelf that's that outstanding, and I wanted something that was really going to catch people's attention and say, hey, it's wacky, but I like it. What is this? Who makes it? Can I paddle it? Well, can you really stand in it? That kind of thing. And so far, it's been, you know, really successful. Everybody that sees it, they're immediately drawn to it. Now, whether they point and laugh or they say it's really cool, that really doesn't matter, because they're seeing the boat, and you know, that's what we're out there for. We're out there to show product and demonstrate the new stuff and educate everybody.
Yeah, that's. And I was just going to ask you, how long have you been with Jackson there, Henry?
Not long. I would say probably 4 or 5 months.
Okay.
You know, I was talking with several of the manufacturers, and kind of bouncing back and forth on, did I want to do the pro staff thing or did I want to kind of stay independent of it? And, you know, I talked to Drew Gregory about it, and we just really hit it off as far as our intentions of doing what we do. Drew's all about promoting the sport, and that's my reasoning behind being public about the things that I do, you know, as far as fishing. That's my reasoning behind doing seminars and guiding trips and all that, is showing people that, you know, you can take a kayak and you can go fish areas that, you know, you can't get to in anything else. And when, you know, when Drew and I had that conversation about our reasonings behind promoting the sport, that was kind of a click as far as working with Jackson. That really, you know, made me feel like that was a company that I would enjoy working for. So, I told Drew, I said, hey, let's try it. Let's try it and see how it works. And we'll take it from there. And as soon as I, you know, kind of went through the contract and read through everything, I was really happy with the company. Jackson's great. It's a very family atmosphere. You know, even the owners of the company, they opened their doors to you just a few weeks ago. We were all sitting on the back porch of the owner's house, sharing a few beers and just kind of hanging out. And that was a lot of fun. That says a lot to me about, you know, Jackson as a company. So that's why I went ahead and decided to jump on board with Jackson. And I tell you what, it's been a lot of fun.
Well, can you tell us about the new Cuda? Have you had a chance to fish on it yet?
Actually, fishing out of it, I haven't yet spent a whole lot of time in the sea. We were up in Rock Island, Tennessee a few weeks ago for the first Jackson Kayak Dealer Summit. And they had all the new models out there, the Big Tuna and the Cuda and the 2012 model Coosa. And they brought in several dealers, and we taught seminars, and everybody got to spend time in the new models. And I was really impressed with both of them. The Tuna is a great tandem. It's got a really cool integrated bait reservoir that is self-plumbing. And I know that's been attempted by several brands, and nobody's quite nailed it. I think the guys at Jackson and Drew have really nailed it this time. It seems like it's going to work really well. If you're somebody that fishes with live bait, also it's got a drop-in cooler. If you've got the kids along, you can load that cooler down with Kool-Aid and Lunchables, and you can, you know, keep them going all day long. The Cuda, it's an awesome boat. When the specs first came out, it's 29.5 inches wide, and people, and you know, Drew was telling us you can stand and fish out of this boat. I think a lot of people were kind of skeptical about that. There's not many 29-inch wide boats out there that you can comfortably stand in. And I tell you what, it's like standing in the Coosa. It's really easy. You just stand up and it's really stable, and the whole thing works. It's a fast boat. I would match it against any of the other 14-foot boats out there as far as, you know, tracking and speed goes. And of course, it's got the seat that has become known as the Coosa seat. It's got the, you know, that really comfortable camp chair seat in it. You know, overall, I'm impressed with both models. I'm really impressed.
Cool. Well, I look forward to seeing one and trying it out, because I'm having issues with seats, and I like the idea of a raised seat. And when it comes to raised seats, you really narrow the picture down between the Jackson kayaks, I think, you know, the Natives, and the I think Diablo has one, and then now the new canoe has some seats are up off the ground. I just get tired of sitting in the water, you know. I know you're supposed to get wet when you go out in a kayak, but you get tired of sitting in it all day. But,
well, there's a difference between getting wet from jumping in the water, from wet wading, and you know that's fun. Sitting in a puddle of water all day can really get on your nerves.
Yeah.
And I'm a big fan of the dry seat too. And of course, the high seat of the Coosa and the Cuda and the Big Tuna, it keeps you above any water that might come in the boat. Now, all three of these boats are really dry. There's not any water floating around, you know, in the deck of the boat. You'll get a little bit of splash up, but, you know, some boats actually hold that pocket of water in the deck and in the seat. And some of that's for design reasons, depending on the purpose of the boat, but you know, the Jackson boats, they keep you above any water that's coming in. It's a really dry ride, and that's where a lot of the ease of standing comes from. standing is not all to do with the stability of the boat. It's more to do with the elevation of the seat. And having that ability to just stand up and sit right back down because of the higher seat, it just makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah, I look like a Goonie bird landing when I try to sit down. I'm not too bad getting up, but sitting back down, it's like it's real noisy and ugly. And sometimes the inertia from my giant head takes over and I wind up in the water. And Henry, you switching gears on you here, you're pretty much a buggy whip kind of guy, right?
Now,
fly fisherman?
I like to have you both. Fly fishing for me has always been a love-hate relationship. I've always been passionate about it, but it can be really frustrating. And I'll get frustrated with it, and I'll put it down, and I'll go back to the spinning rod for a little while, and then I'll get bored with the spinning rod, and I'll pick up the fly fishing again. And I haven't touched a spinning rod in a while. I've been pretty set in fly fishing now for a good year and a half, 2 years. And this time it's really clicking with me. It's really going well for me. I'm even at the point where I'm doing some instruction. I've really gotten, got the knack of it this time. So the hate part of it's pretty much out. I do love it. It's a lot of fun to me. It's really about the only way to fish.
Yeah, they have a 12-step program that you could get into. But no, it's cool. And I'm thinking that you need to join us for our next boondoggle down in Chokoloski, Florida, man. You need to make the trip and bring your boats down and join us for February 7th. This is a shameless plug on my part, but the 17th through the 20th, the folks from here at Kayak Fishing Radio and YakAngler.com, we're doing our first boondoggle of 2012, President's Day weekend. We're going to be in Chokoloski, Florida. And all are welcome to join us down there. And I see some of your pictures. I see a picture with you with the red bass there, with the redfish. So you partake a little of the salt water, don't you?
A little bit. We get down to Florida during the summertime while I'm not in class. We usually get down to Florida about 1 week every month. Go down to the bays and do the redfish and the trout, and we have a good time with that. And occasionally, I'll take a few clients down there. I've got some grass flats that I've nailed down pretty good over the years. And, we'll go down there and we'll catch a few redfish and camp out and just kind of enjoy, 3 or 4 days down there. Probably got a trip coming up here in the next few weeks. Hopefully this December I'm going to get down with Cameron Mortensen from the Fiberglass Manifesto. We've been bouncing back ideas on when we could get down to Florida and do some red fishing, but I do enjoy, when I've got the time and the gas money, I'll hop in the truck and we'll head down to Florida and we'll do some red fishing.
Yeah, well, this is way down in Florida. I don't know if you know where Chokoloski is, but it's all the way down on the southwest corner of the Everglades National Park. So
I'm familiar with it. I may be wrong, but is it Chuck Wright that's doing the charters down there?
It is, yeah, Captain Wright down there. Everglades kayak fishing, I think. And there's also another guy that I got an email from or a message from earlier that he does some guiding down in that area too. We're kind of stoked. It'll be February. We got a couple of folks from up north that'll be looking to get out of the snow. And actually, Dee's even going to show up. I saw Dee put her hat in the ring to show up at the boondoggle. So. But, Henry, it's been really cool talking to you, man, getting to know you a little bit better. And thank you for coming on the show. You're welcome to hang in there. We're going to be on for another 15 or so minutes to just go around the table here and see what folks are talking and hearing on the streets of fishing world and kayak fishing. You got any shameless plugs you want to get out there, man?
I promised Tim Parker, Old Mogan Tim, as he's known online, that I would do a shout-out to him. He's one of my Jackson team members. And I kind of promised all the guys I'd give them a quick shout-out. And also my buddies at Moose Knuckle Lanyards. I just recently joined them as a pro staffer. And I gave those guys a promise that I'd give them a shout-out too. So, fellas, I didn't forget about you. And, Chip, I think that's it.
Well, that's cool, man. And I got to get down there and see you and Chris down at the outside world there. Like you said, I want to take a look at some other boats and stuff like that and add some more plastic to my backyard. But see how that the river's looking down there. It's been a while since I've been down. I think the last time I was down y'all's way was when we were down at Fort Benning at the lake that one weekend. So, but it's good to have you on, man. Thanks for showing up. You're more than welcome anytime to join us. D.
Yes.
D, are you there?
I am. How can I help you, sir?
I saw you put your hat in the ring to come down to Chokoloskee.
I am looking forward to it, yes. I am going to do the best that I can to get down there. My only concern at this point is bunking with a woman.
Bunking with a woman?
Bunking with somebody, yes.
Oh, well, I mean, if push comes to shove, we could put the clone on the couch and we have a two-bedroom cabin down there, so.
Yeah, well, we'll find that, see how that works out. Sorry.
Yeah. I mean, you can stay with the tree hugger family. We're all going to be, wife's coming down, and I think she wants me to bring her scooter down with her too. So
awesome!
She only likes she'll go fishing a little bit, but then she wants to jump on her Harley and ride. So,
excellent.
But the clone, I wish he would be age a couple more years so that he could get his own bike, quit riding on the back of mine. But well, that's cool to see that you're going to get to come down, or at least you're looking forward to it. Mr. Becker, I have a note here to question you. Have you field tested your little pods yet?
I have not.
Your outriggers?
That was the plan for this weekend as well.
Uh-huh.
We're going to be doing that yesterday, or tomorrow morning. But with a small craft warning out there, I figured discretion being the better part of valor, I have enough trouble standing up on my feet on a floor. So I figured, you know, we'll wait till maybe a little bit later in the weekend. But that should be coming up shortly.
Okay. Looks like I just lost Henry. So, Henry, thanks for joining us, man. We appreciate it. You're listening in. And I got area code 917 just joining. Who's that? Is that you, Rob?
No, it's D. Kelly.
D. Kelly! Holy cow. We got two D's tonight.
Hi, D! Hey, I got a room for you. We'll split one.
D, are you going to come to the boondoggle?
I'm going to try to make it.
Well,
awesome.
Then there's my girl. Yeah,
it'll be
there
D
you
squared.
Go. Maybe we'll just cabin or get a campsite together. We should talk about that. I thought I emailed you on that.
Yeah. I usually go down for the paddling, which is a couple of weekends before, I think.
Yeah,
right. And you okay. All right, I got to chat with her, Chip, but I think we got something going here. Yeah.
Yeah, D squared at Chokoloskee.
I didn't swear.
No, I said D squared.
Oh,
to the power
D squared.
Of D squared.
All right.
D times D. I'm sorry, it's the old teacher thing in me.
Got you.
Right. I've been watching way too much Big Bang Theory. So
I love it.
D, are you still in Florida? D Kelly, are you still in Florida?
Yeah, still here. Be here for a month or so. Looking to get out there fishing.
Right. So that's when you need to. Mr. Becker is one of the guys there. He's in Apollo Beach. And,
okay.
And then Rob is not with us tonight, but certainly there's Haywood there in Tampa and stuff. You're over by, what, did you say you're over in Naples area?
By Fort
somewhere?
Myers, yeah.
Fort Myers, yeah.
Sanibel.
So, now we're headed down that way, but we're headed down Thanksgiving weekend, but we're going to be up in the Panhandle, so.
Uh-huh.
But if you're going to be in Chokoloskee, that'll be great. Well, I'll get to to take care of business. And I want to let you know, too, that we just, you know, I'm a government employee, and we just started our combined federal campaign. and I checked the block next to Casting for Recovery.
Yay! Thank you so much.
So
thank
I saw that
so
and
much.
I said, I know that that's going to a good cause. So.
Yeah, it really is.
So, folks, if you're listening to the podcast, this is Dee Kelly, one of the coordinators for Casting for Recovery. She's always welcome on our show and a big part of the Jamaica Bay tournament every year. So you guys started planning that yet, Dee?
It's in the works, yeah. It'll be here before we know it.
Awesome. So, and that's usually around Mother's Day, is that what that is?
The weekend after Mother's Day in May.
Weekend after Mother's Day, that's right. And so I don't have my calendar up in front of me, but I think I've got it penciled in. I want to make a road trip up there and see what kind of fun.
Yeah, we need more of our guys from the station on at the event.
Absolutely. So, well, cool. I'm glad that you were able to get in. And,
yeah, glad I was able to catch. I couldn't log on for some reason. I don't know. There's a problem with my password. But I thought I'd give you a call.
I talked to
my
tech guy.
And see, we
got to
get together. I know. We'll work on it.
All right. We got a month.
Well, you're not getting much fishing over.
I want some redfish and some snook.
I'll do what I can. No, she's coming down early and visiting by me, and then that's one trip, and then we're talking boondoggle.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Right.
The boondoggle's in February.
Knows. Right.
Right. And then I know that Scuba Stan, I don't see him in the chat room tonight. He's probably working, but I know that he had talked about coming down to Fisher area around the middle of January. So that's when I asked you about how's the fishing in January, because I thought maybe take a quick run sometime that time. What is it? It's another federal holiday there, MLK, I think. You can get a long weekend and make the trip down, do some fishing. Hit the goon.
We're here, Chuck. If Chuck's available, or I'm available, or I mean, we'll work something out. It's a great time to come down in the winter. You know, it is.
Right.
The
and,
waters
and you're supposed
hopefully
to be like
are
moving
clear
somewhere.
Up by then. Pardon?
Where are you? You're taking up temporary housing somewhere, right?
Yeah, sort of, but not really.
Oh, okay. Sort of, but not really. Okay.
It's really hard to explain, but it's a thing that deals with breast cancer awareness that some women do on Facebook. Let's put it that way.
No, that's cool.
Okay.
Very good.
Yeah.
All right. So.
St. Petersburg is awesome.
It is. Very good. All right then. And D. Kelly, to get your, I think it's logging in, I'm told by my technical specialist, it has to do with your Facebook login. And that's how you log in. Or you have to change it with your log, if you have a special login that you set up with Blog Talk Radio. It's one of those two that gets you into the chat room.
All right, I'll try again.
Okay. If not, just send me an email.
Good talking to you guys, though.
Yeah, it is. It's cool. It's good to hear from you. You're always, like, all over the place, doing cool fishing, showing up with your little mystery pictures, folks trying to figure out where you're at. You're like Carmen Sandiego or something like that.
I have some sea trout I caught today. I'm going to post in a little bit.
Awesome. Where are you fishing at?
Yeah. That was off of Sanibel.
Okay. Very nice. So you managed to get into some fish in Florida today, and there was not very many people doing that. All right. Did you catch them on a fly rod?
I did. Yeah.
All right. Very cool. Well, I'm running out of things to talk about, but I'm glad that you guys showed up. I'll run through my little quick list of things to say here. YakAngler.com, and you can add boondoggle / boondoggle on the end of that, or you can find the Boondoggle information by going to kayakfishingradio.com/boondoggle, and you'll get all the information you need on where we're at. We put some new updated stuff. Basically, when you click that, it takes you over to special page. There's a special tab on Kayak Fishing Radio, and if you're going to register, then that goes on to the yakangler.com page. There's no charge to show up down there. You're on your own for accommodations and stuff like that. We're staying at the Chokoloskee Island Park, CIP. The host there is Linda and her husband, whose name escapes me right now. But last time I talked to them, they still had a few spots left open, some cabins, which are basically efficiency travel trailers, and some tent spaces. And we have the pavilion set up for Friday night or Saturday night and Sunday night, courtesy of Benita Bob there checking that block for us. And lots of fun things to happen when we get down there. So,
Do you have a price quote on these cabins by any chance?
I think they're like $100 a night, something like that.
Something like a little bit, maybe more than that.
I think it's like
110. Yeah, the efficiencies are 110 for night.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the website right now.
Are you? 110?
Yep.
What's the tent cost? $39.
I want to say 39 a night, 40.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
But that includes the launch, which is really good. And the bathrooms, they're super clean.
So you've been there, Dee?
Yeah, that's where I usually stay.
Oh, cool.
There's good fishing right out from there. Some good oyster bars.
Right. And then Haywood tells us that you fish off the dock at night and it's great shark fishing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that sounds like fun. Have a little shark rodeo there. And we've got the pavilion, so there'll be lots of peanut gallery yelling and laughing and joking around with you. So that'll be fun. Really looking forward to it. Boondoggles are always good. And I think the chef is going to send us some special recipes because stone crab are in season while we're down. I've already...
Well, I was talking to Robbie last night about it, and if everything works out, he's going to be making the trip down also. So.
Ah, very cool, man.
Well, I got my leatherman all cleaned up and ready to go, so...
Yeah, Becker has a really great technique for opening a stone crab claw with a leatherman. You just have to wear your safety goggles.
I just made a bulk buy today at Home Depot on safety glasses, so we should be all set for everybody.
Nice.
But they were tasty. They were tasty.
Oh, my eye!
Yeah. Should have seen the clone and Robert. They were just like, just... two kids shocked because the claw just exploded. Those were some tasty claws. So they weren't quite the big ones that you see, but I'm sure there will be plenty of them to be had down there. So, and hopefully some tasty fish and maybe some, we can get into some shrimp and get another boondoggle low country boil going. And of course, our long-distance traveler, Hammerhead, will bring, I'm sure, his Dutch oven and make the Dutch oven cobbler, which is now the traditional dessert of the boondoggles. So, all right. Sounds good. And I want to thank everybody for showing up. And we'll do it again next time. Thanks to Henry Jackson from Outside World, Dee. Thanks for showing up, and we look forward to seeing you guys again. And
Good night, guys.
All right. Good night. Thanks. Wheeler, happy birthday.
Night-night.
Night-night. Who's that? Who's that saying night-night? Is that you, Chuck?
That's the pup redfish.
The pup redfish. All right. Night-night, pup redfish. You guys have a good one, and we'll see you next week. KayakFishingRadio.com. Boondoggle. Check it out. Yak Sushi saw you in there. Waiter John, thanks for showing up. Fish and Chef, I see you in there. Bob, I haven't got your email yet. I look forward to it. We'll talk. Becker, have a good one, man. Stay out of the wind.
Thanks, man.
Yep. We'll see you next week.
Happy birthday, guys, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Same to your boys, D. Happy birthday.
Thank you. All right. Talk to you later.
Semper Fi.
Semper Fi.
Good night, y'all.